This is the Funky Gamer Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello there. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Funky Gamer Podcast, the gaming podcast from a bunch of wannabe somebody, yet still a nobody, British dudes who think they know stuff. I'm your host, Ricky James, and this, episode 36. Joining me, as always, my incredible co-host, Mr. Chris Wright, is with us. Have thy been bringing down thine house this week?
Sure, whatever that means.
Have you been bringing down the house? Have you been getting down with the kids?
No, I've not been doing that.
Neither of those two things have happened in your life this week.
No.
I've tried to be hip and with it, and in yield, Victorian failed, of course.
Yes, yeah, it's always going to be a struggle, that, let's be honest.
You made a valiant effort to go with it, but no. No, you encouraged it from episode 3. I'm blaming you, sir. I'm blaming you.
No, that's fine.
Welcome back, and as per, rounding out the crew this week, Mr. David Moore, excuse me, is with us once more. I nearly said Mr. David Moore is with us once more, because that actually would have been backwards and correct. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm back. I'm back alive in the land of the living.
I'm glad you're feeling well. Of course, what have you both been on with this week? How about that? Anything in general for the both of you?
Not really, no. It's been a pretty quiet week for me.
Standard?
Yeah, pretty standard.
Fair enough.
Lots of university work where I pulled a 46-hour shift to get work done, which was a bit nuts.
Fairly sleep-deprived at one point, I remember, when I spoke to you.
I was, yeah. And I think I had about 3 hours in between that, if that. It wasn't even that. So I caught up a little bit yesterday.
I have to do the same tonight. I'm incredibly sleep-deprived. Again today. I was last weekend as well, for reasons that I won't explain, but there you go.
Yeah, it's all good. Sleep when I'm dead.
That's kind of the theory that I have going at this point, although I may be welcoming it a bit sooner than I would have anticipated if I keep on going the way that I am. But anyway, we'll see to that when we come to it. It's a bit of a busy news week, though, chaps, to be perfectly honest. Most of the news has revolved around pretty much one particular subject, and for good reason. But before we get onto that, shall we jump into RUP and talk about what we've been playing for the week?
Hi.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
What are you playing?
Okay, Dave, you weren't here last week, so I'm going to go to you first. What the hell have you been playing since we last caught up?
I've managed to play a little bit of Destiny 2.
Right, okay, so this is following the free-to-play stuff that dropped recently.
It is, yes. Obviously, I bought the season pass as well because I'm a massive Destiny fan.
You're hardcore Bungie.
Hardcore alpha player, mate.
Yeah, you've always championed Destiny, like forever, literally through everything.
Despite its moments of weakness, it's always had that glimmer of excellence to it.
Yeah, and a bit like relationships in real life, some things are just going to appeal more to some people than others in their elements.
Yeah, but I do have to say, Shadowkeep is definitely a step in the right direction.
Excellent. What is it exactly? Is it just story-based DLC, this?
Yeah, obviously it expands on what happened to Eris Morn, which was a bit of a mystery. We knew this one was coming, but it's not just that, it's the changes to the world stuff they've done, which it seems to be going down the full RPG route.
Oh, interesting.
Basically, do things how you want it. Armor 2.0 is fantastic. You can basically have any armor set looking how you want and perks you want on it.
Cool.
And it's really awesome. I'm loving it so far.
I'm definitely going to check this out. I've reinstalled it. I've just not had a moment to play it. I'll talk about what I've been playing, of course. Anything other than Destiny, though? I'm assuming you're enjoying that.
I haven't, no. Just Destiny. I haven't had a lot of time, but what I have, I've put into Destiny.
Sure, although we will be, you'll be playing something different tomorrow, in a different setting as well, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Spoilers. Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. Chris, let's go over to you. What the hell have you been on with since we last spoke? Shotgunning people in PUBG.
Yeah, shotgunning people in PUBG, that's been happening. That only happened once. I died horrifically after I did that. That epic moment was ruined.
I must admit, I was impressed with that. Like, I really was.
And so was I. I did not expect that at all. I landed in the maze, heard two other guys running around and thinking, I hope I get a gun first. I really do. And I did. And thankfully, that was the events that unfolded.
Absolutely brilliant. For those who don't know what we're referring to, I believe I retweeted it. We'll see if we can get it up on the Instagrams. But it's, a little clip from Chris playing PUBG.
Yes.
And yeah, rather well.
Yes, I have one golden moment tonight, and that was that one.
You keep sending with him, and it genuinely just makes me smile when I get the message.
I know. I am amazed that I managed to pull these things off.
Keep at it. It's nice little extra content for the Instagram account and stuff, so absolutely love it.
I know. It's all good. I've been playing some FIFA, some Pro Evo, and I've also been playing some Destiny.
All right. So, right, first and foremost, a lot of football in there, let's be honest.
Yes, always.
Of course. I can't say. Are they both just the same kind of game? What's the difference?
What's the difference? One is made by EA and rolled out consistently every year to make EA even more money. The other one's made by Konami and plays slightly differently.
Okay.
There's a more tactical and thoughtful game with Pro Evo.
Okay, I understand. I will never play a Pro Evo game or a FIFA game, so I will just take your word for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, what about your thoughts on Destiny?
It's good. I've actually missed playing it. I dipped back into it and played a couple of hours with my flatmate this week. He dragged me through a little bit more, and obviously I'm leveling up very slowly. Gunplay it's always been good with Destiny, and it's nice to go back and just find that it still works and everything is as it should be.
Yep, I agree with that one.
Nicely put. I was going to say, your friendship level with Dave has just increased by 2.
You know, when 3.
Yes.
He's crawling his way out the right. It's all right. I'm only on 4.5. I've known him for 15 plus years.
Made it 23.5. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. It's your system. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to argue with you either. Thanks for that, chaps. I'll tell you what I've been playing. So it's not necessarily a rinse repeat of last week, but certainly I've had a continuation, that being in the form of Batman Arkham Knight. This was, of course, on our live stream yesterday, to which you both kindly stopped in to say hi.
Yeah, I was disappointed in you.
Because I didn't die.
Yeah, that was very upsetting to me.
You like just seeing me in a state of demise.
I like seeing you struggle. And honestly, you didn't in this game and it really annoyed me.
Are you talking about Tomb Raider or something like that? I remember.
Yes, that was hilarious.
I had a particularly arduous Tomb Raider session once. I've never played that game since.
I enjoyed that stream a lot more than I enjoyed the Batman stream.
Oh, thanks. So you only stuck around for it. But no, I'm not going to get into that. Thanks for sticking around anyway, regardless of how long it was for.
And I'm going to go the other way and say you were done absolutely fantastic. The way you were kicking ass was awesome, mate.
Oh, check. Thank you so much. Look at that. He never compliments me. Like, people who know us in real life, which is none of you, will know that Dave never compliments, or very rarely.
No, it's not me. It's not what I do.
It's usually shrouded in sarcasm in some way.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So, yeah, I made some decent progress on Batman Arkham Knight on the main campaign, specifically on the stream last night. Yeah, it was great. A number of few friends, actually, who joined the FG crew by following us on Mixer. So thanks to them and also everyone else who tuned in, including our wonderful regulars. You also know who you are. I'd encourage listeners, if they haven't already, to come and join in the fun. Stream links in the show notes, so stick around for the end for the plugs. Got to say this, for those of you who may skip the plugs because they think it's just a rinse repeat, it kind of is, but we do usually have a secret thing or two that we slip in that you might miss out on. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to suffer. It's Chris's special moment. Anyway, Batman-wise, next stream, I'd like to focus on some more of the side content. I think I did a lot of the main story last night, and I think bashing out some of the side content would be a good thing to do, and it'd even the game out a little bit more as we play through on the stream, because it's like once a week right now, so that makes sense to me. So yeah, come check us out, see more of that, and have a good time. Chaps, I've also been playing a little bit of Borderlands 2 VR.
Okay.
Played a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. I am now the furthest I've ever got in a Borderlands game.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm around about level 14, which is still really low. And I've just finished assisting a vault hunter that's actually in the first Borderlands game called Roland.
Yeah, I know where you are.
What a legend. It's quite near the beginning of the game in the scope of it, but I'm absolutely loving it. Seriously, that game is so good in VR. It's built for it in so many ways, and I use the motion controllers, which can be a bit finicky occasionally, but it still does the job pretty much perfectly. So that's pretty much it, guys. I will be playing some Ghost Clancy's Borderlands 3 Wildpoint at some point this evening, I think, before I depart for bed.
You've not played it yet?
No, I still haven't. I didn't get the chance because I'm going to co-op with somebody, and it's just down to timing, really. So yeah, I have no real excuse outside of that. I don't want to play it single player. I didn't play Wildlands single player.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not going to go through this on my own. And yeah, my buddy's not been available, so maybe next week, with a bit of luck. I really do want to play it. Right, okay, I think that's pretty much it, unless I don't think there's any games with gold stuff for the month, is there? Sorry, Game Pass specifically.
Did we mention World War Z last week?
Not that I'm aware of.
That has dropped onto Game Pass.
Has it?
Yes.
I think I shall download that one and have a check of it out.
Yes, along with ukulele.
All right.
We definitely didn't plug those two things.
There we go.
So there you go.
Are we counting these as plugs for the games then? As I've just chipped well, in with them for... Yes, it's only because I was checking earlier.
Well, it's probably a good job. I normally do check, but given the fact that it's been a week apart and we've just had the games with gold, you know, the new monthly games, I figured probably unlikely that we've got anything else. But it turns out I was wrong and Chris knows more than I do.
They slipped them in there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time either. All right. Okay, thanks for that. Wonderful.
No worries.
Shall we move on to the news and discussion, lads?
Aye.
Let's go.
Funky Gamer, news and discussion.
The big story of the week, arguably, is the following. In summary, guys, Blizzard did a boo-boo. I'm guessing it's been pretty mad in terms of the headlines this thing has been making. I'm sure you both
it's
know
it's been literally everywhere.
Yep.
You can't escape this. So I'm going to give a very, very brief rundown just because it's everywhere at the moment. I don't want to bore people with a story that's already been wildly covered. But just some points here before we move on to kind of get what was probably going to be an overarching consensus between the three of us on an opinion on this. So first up, Blizzard have been involved in some controversy this week as the company has suspended a Hearthstone player named Blitzchung following his outcry of support for the ongoing Hong Kong protests during a post-game interview that took place. The suspension that they originally gave out was 12 months, and this included the loss of every single penny of the prize money that he'd accrued up to that point. Of course, Blizzard received backlash in line with the given punishment because, you know, reasons. There's been a whole moral discussion around this entire topic over the last week. Much of it revolves around political matters such as China and appeasing markets and things like that. And also the idea that it's stagnating freedom of speech. Now, Blizzard have since come out with a statement, like within the last 24 hours, where they've effectively tried to quell all of this. They've stated that the decision was not based on Chinese influence. That's pretty much it up to this point. The story continues to develop as we report on this. Guys, I'll go over to you, Dave, first. What the hell do you make of this? This is crazy stuff, right? Like, I mean, world-level crazy stuff.
This is what happens when you bend the knee to social justice. This is the backlash that you get. And Blizzard are well out of line for doing what they did. Because like you say, it's stifling free speech, so to speak. And they deserve everything they get. And I hope they realise that this is not over by a long shot.
The decision to reverse the ban, which has since happened, by the way, it's now 6 months and they've given him all his prize money, basically.
Yeah.
I think comes in part down to the pressure that's been put on by the public perception of this particular story. I will go into the reasons why I think there is a bit of a grey area here. But I absolutely agree with what you just said. This is a bad move on Blizzard's part, Chris. I'd be very surprised if you take a different stance, but of course I'm going to ask.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. It is a strange one for them to come out and say 12 months, and we'll take all your money back. Oh, hang on a minute. No, we didn't actually mean that. You can have all your money. How's 6 months for you? Is that all right? I mean, come on.
No, it's not all right. You take your money, shove it up your ass and your game, and I'm going to kick off even more about it, and I will destroy you. That's exactly the route I'd be going down.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot more from Blizzard's point of view in order to sort of make any sense or any piece of this.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that there is when I say there's a bit of a grey area, what I find this is what makes things so complicated, is because the topic matter at hand, which is obviously the protests in Hong Kong, that is such a serious issue that technically it's one of these unique occasions where you kind of look at it and go, well, there's no platform where this isn't relevant. And Blizzard's argument in this case is that it's not that they're trying to stifle free speech, but it was just inappropriate given the fact that it was a promotional event for a Hearthstone competition. And that's why I say this is such a grey area, because yes, you should absolutely be able to punt for things like that, the things you believe in and stand up for rights, especially when it's as serious as it is in Hong Kong. But is there a little bit of a grey? Do Blizzard have any weight here to say, well, maybe he shouldn't have just gone out and said it on a stream, even if we back it or we don't back it?
The thing is at the end of the day, these esports gamers have made these games what they are, and to turn their back and do what they've done on the community, it's going to bite them in the ass. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can sugarcoat it, put as many cherries on your top, it's still a stupid Sunday at the end of the day, and they shouldn't have getting involved with it or dealt with it behind the scenes, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. I believe that it should have been more a slap on the wrist, less of a massive public statement. It's the fact that it was a big public statement and the fact that it was such a harsh punishment that made people believe that it was to appease the Chinese government or, you know, the influences in China. And I think that's why I say this is such a complex issue. I mean, hell, guys, I wonder where this will go. BlizzCon is coming up in November next month.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of fires to put out before that can really go on with any success.
It'd be interesting to see if they still hold the questions and answer panel.
Yeah, no. Don't you guys have phones?
No, I don't. Don't have a phone that plays games anyway. I do, but why? Mm-hmm. Why would you? Why?
There's too many variables at play here for me to be able to say categorically that, yes, Blizzard is doing this to appease China, or they are just sticking by their guns and trying to be as fair as they can about the situation, because the way that they've done it makes them look so bad in so many ways that it's hard to believe any circumstance at this point.
They dragged the Chinese Overwatch character into this as well.
Yes, Mei, I think.
Yes, that's her. I think they're trying to use her in a positive way, if that's at all possible.
Well, they removed some purchasable element of that character from the store because it was being used, or it's believed that they removed it because it was being used in such a significant way for imagery's sake.
Yeah.
Dave, you were going to say something?
I also did see that they were banning people on the forums for, I think it was either 100 years or 1,000 years who were discussing this.
Was this within China, sorry?
No, on the Blizzard forums, I believe.
Really? In the US?
I think so, yeah. I'll try and dig it out, but I seen it somewhere. Definitely. I thought, really? 1,000-year ban?
Wow. If you can let me know what that's about, I would just chuck us a link. I'll see if I can include it.
I'll dig it out, yeah.
I'll include it in the show notes for those who may be curious to follow up on this, yeah.
I'd love to stay alive for that long just to really annoy them.
I'm back!
Nice. Well, yeah, like I say, guys, it is a developer story. Very, very interesting one. I think most of the world seems to be united on this just based on everything that's being reported. Although, like I say, there are some seemingly grey areas. I'd love to know what people listening think about this particular issue, since it is so prominent and discussed as it is today. With that said, unless you got anything further to add on to that, we'll move on, guys.
Yeah, let's move on.
Go for it, Dave.
So, onto the news. We've got Mike Ybarra's left Xbox after 20 years with the company. He's leaving for pastures new. He broke the news on Twitter.
Sad.
It's sad indeed, aye. So, after 20 years at Microsoft, it's time for my next adventure. It's been a great ride at Xbox and the future is bright. Thanks to everyone at Team Xbox. I'm incredibly proud of what we've accomplished and I wish you the best. More soon on what's next for me. Super excited.
Yeah, it sounds like he's obviously got a very good job opportunity in some way.
Please don't be for Blizzard. Please don't be for Blizzard.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? Oh, God. Although, I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about it a bit more in a second, but this guy's done a lot for Xbox, you know?
Yeah, a lot. So, Phil Spencer sent his support, and despite the fan reaction, he didn't hint whether he'd be working within the gaming space.
I believe he probably will be in that space eventually. It's up for discussion as to whether he will be, and I'm sure he'll confirm it as well.
Yeah. So during his time at Xbox, he's been general manager for Xbox Live, partner manager for Xbox Studios, vice president of program management. So he's got quite an impressive resume there.
Yeah, like that's fairly significant positions within Microsoft as a company as well.
So this guy's oversaw much of Xbox Live's development this generation, as well as the development of Game Pass and Mixer.
Yeah, so what I know Mike Ybarra from, when the Xbox Insider program, which is like the dashboard beta program that they have, when that first came out, he was doing a lot of the press coverage on videos and such regarding that particular feature, as it were. And I just remember thinking, this guy's really pro gamer. And every single time I've seen him since, the only thing I've thought is that guy has got gamers at heart when he's thinking about what he's doing. Either that or he's just a really good Billy BS-er.
Nah, he's a gamer. He's a gamer at heart.
He streams so much, and honestly, if you follow him on Xbox, the number of achievements that guy unlocks per month is ridiculous.
I would hope so.
He's moving to Twitch. That's what he's doing. He's becoming a streamer on Twitch.
Yeah, no, I somehow don't think that would probably happen. He like co-developed Mixer, I think. I don't know. Well, they bought it out. Chris, what were you going to say there? Sorry.
I just think the guy knows too much and he's going to end up in a ditch at the hands of Phil Spencer.
You think Phil Spencer's going to kill him?
Yes.
Kill Spencer.
And also, is it Mike Ybarra or Mikey? Is I don't know.
No, you are correct. You're not correct. It's a very common observation, I think, because it sounds like you're saying Mikey Barra.
It does, yes. I was a little bit confused. I had to read it many times.
Mikey Barra.
Is that like potato, potato?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's a good comparison. But in this case, it's just Mike Ybarra.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Not a silent Y, believe it or not.
Why? I don't know why it would be. That'd make it completely different.
Yes, it would. That would be Mike Barra.
Mike Barra.
Yes, I'll tell you what, just based on this news, I'm kind of upset. I know this is going to sound really stupid. It's not quite on that degree, but it's a bit like Phil Spencer handing in his resume. He was like way up there with one of the faces of Xbox. I'm a bit gutted, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people. I generally don't know enough.
That's a great thing to be admitting mid-podcast, Chris.
I know. I don't follow any of the major companies. I'm just about games. I'm not about consoles and companies.
No, that's fair enough. Although, to be fair, considering you say that, you do a pretty good job of keeping an eye on the news.
I know, yeah. That's part and parcel.
Yeah, I suppose it is. And you shed a tear for Sean Layden.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember doing. Is he still alive, by the way?
I don't know.
Is Phil Spencer going to put him in a ditch as well?
No, Rockstar had him killed.
All right.
Or something like that. I can't remember what story we invented. Go and listen to last week's episode if you really want to know the answer to that question, of course.
It's something weird and far-fetched.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, but we made it work as far as I'm concerned, Chris.
I think so. I think we covered ourselves in glory with that whole ramble.
Yes. I'm trying to find a decent segue using the word Facebook. So is anybody on Facebook? Oh, segue.
No, segue. God.
Look at that.
I think we were doing all right with Sean Layden and the PS4 link there, to be honest.
Oh, damn it. Oh, right. Okay, let's rewind.
You can't do that.
I just did.
Okay.
So Sean Layden has left the PlayStation for something about Facebook.
Brilliant. Absolutely seamless.
Thank you.
Facebook integration has been removed from PS4s as of this week.
It's gone bye-bye.
Yeah, it has gone bye-bye. If you logged into your PlayStation, you got a notification that popped up saying, hey, you can't share to Facebook anymore, people. Sorry about that.
I got it on my phone.
Did you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got the PlayStation app on my phone.
Yeah.
Came up with a notification saying, you have a message from PlayStation about Facebook. And I was like, hang on a minute. Why would they be talking to me about Facebook?
What do I need to know?
Exactly. Have Sony tried to friend me on there?
Maybe. You declined them.
I did.
Nope, it's not happening.
After Sean Layden.
Declined. Block.
So, the majority of sources suggest this change comes in line with the changes on Facebook's side. The changes ultimately stem from investigations relating to the well-documented Cambridge Analytical scandal. Is that still going on? Are we still having fallout from that?
Oh, yes. Probably.
There's documentaries on Netflix about it. That's how serious this is.
I actually need to watch that one. I think I added it to my list and just forgot about
it. That's awesome. It's well worth a watch.
It is very good. Yeah.
Yes, I'll get around to it maybe this week, maybe next week. But sometime soon, definitely.
Do it.
So, yeah, that's it. It's gone. Yuka's gone. The share button is pretty much useless as of now.
It seems that the one button on the PlayStation controller that got used
yes.
the least now will get used even less.
Yes, you might as well just remove it or stick some tape over it because you're not going to need it anymore.
Chris was responsible for 80% of the world's use of that button.
I was. Since I've moved to Xbox, clearly it's affected them quite badly.
But yeah, I remember, especially at launch, you used that quite a bit.
I did. I was hammering it left, right, and centre.
Just because you could?
Yeah, just because I could, and most of the screenshots look really nice.
That's very true. What are you going to do now, then?
I don't know. I'll have to find an alternative. There must be some way if I can just take pictures and...
Hey, Cortana, take a screenshot.
Yeah, that'll work.
Did you say, should I wipe your ass? I don't know.
God damn it, Cortana.
It's never going to be the correct thing, is it? That's the only thing with voice control. It never works.
It never works properly.
Let's be honest. It never works.
Mate, you want to see some of the stuff that comes up with an ass going to do things, man, with this this dialect. It's not even close. Try harder.
I've been sat there just like having a conversation with somebody on Xbox and Siri will think I'm talking to her. Like all of a sudden, she'll just chime in and I'll be like, hang on a minute, I didn't ask for you.
Dude, I've said simple things like, hey Siri, set an alarm for 10 past three and it's going, your alarm is set for 5 p.m. It's like, come on.
How does Siri handle the joke? Now, let's not get into that. That's not a gaming thing. Facebook's been removed from PlayStation. I'm not bothered about this, to be honest. I forgot it was even there until Sony reminded me it wasn't officially.
Yes, that's very good. Not many people will miss it, let's be honest. I think some people have moved away from it more and more.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing, isn't it? Most photos end up on people's phone and get distributed that way in some way, yeah, to Instagram and such.
Yeah.
It's worth knowing that none of the other social services have disappeared.
No.
So like Twitter and such, all that kind of linkage still exists. You can still share stuff.
Yeah, Sony just having a bit of a beef with Facebook.
Yeah. What do you think about this? The whole share thing as a whole? Was it like, it wasn't a killer app, let's be honest. I was trying to think of a decent comparison, but makes you wonder why Sony even bothered with that feature at all.
It is a strange one because it doesn't seem to get used that much. As a button, it, honestly, what was wrong with the old set?
Yeah, it was a dedicated share button on the pad.
Yeah.
Which was just kind of crazy. It seems, for such a tiny thing, it seems to get a lot of attention, shall we say.
Yeah, I wonder what we'll get with the PS5.
Oh, segue, baby! That was amazing.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am. Let's talk about this. The PS5 has officially been confirmed within the last 7 days, guys. Oh my god. Excite and hype galore. Sony president in multiple places, Jim Ryan. Don't ask me what I think of that guy.
I won't.
Well, he's confirmed.
Is he any relation to Jack Ryan?
No. Oh god. Have you seen him? He might be great, 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 great granddad, perhaps.
Maybe.
He's British as well. He's also a bit of a con artist. Anyway, the next PlayStation will be called the PlayStation 5. Can you believe that, guys? It's going to be called the PS5.
That is a shocker.
Yeah.
Like, who knew? Who would have guessed?
I know, yeah. Yeah, we had no idea.
It's just unguessable. So in an official blog post on the company's website, he said the following: today, I am proud to share that our next generation console will be called PlayStation 5 and will be launching in time for holiday 2020. These updates may not be a huge surprise, duh, Jim, but we wanted to confirm that for our PlayStation fans as we start to reveal additional details about our vision for the next generation. And alongside this, guys, we got some juicy info, so I'll reel these off and we can have a talk about favourite bits, the things that we maybe want to see that haven't been announced, things that we definitely are going to see and all that good stuff. Right.
Okay.
So here's what we do know. Haptic feedback in the controllers instead of standard rumble motors. So this is akin to, the newer iPhones,
yeah,
and their, yeah, haptic touch and that kind of sensory deprivation thing. That doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. Carry on.
The feedback, you know what I'm saying.
I do.
So it's a different kind of feedback to your standard rumble motors. They can fine tune it a lot more. They've also redesigned the L2 and the R2 triggers from what I've read. They're going to include an SSD-based drive, which is of absolutely no surprise to me. The meat of the potato of the actual box is a custom 8-core AMD GPU chip with specific ability for ray tracing and up to 8K res streaming, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Although, obviously, televisions are going to have to catch up since we've only just hit 4K. Backward compatibility seems to be a key thing for this console. And Mark Cerny's only hint towards the price was that it would be appealing, considering the console's feature set.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Appealing.
So maybe sell a kidney?
I only need one kidney, it's fine.
Do I need some blood?
I wouldn't sell a kidney for a console, guys.
No, like, definitely not.
Never, unless Mark Cerny himself delivered it.
Still wouldn't.
The kidney, that is.
No, definitely not.
So there's quite a lot of information here, at least in terms of confirms. There's a bunch of stuff that we didn't know about, including things like the haptic feedback and some more detail, specifically ray tracing abilities to stream up to 8K res. What do we make of all this? Like, anything that we'd like to see them add, or anything that's really a bit out there on this?
The backwards compatibility, how far does that go? Is that just PlayStation 4 backwards compatibility, or we're going all the way back to the beginning?
That's an interesting question. Given the move that they've just made with PS Now, I'm guessing that they're trying to evolve their technology in some way. What I'm reading suggests that it will be all generations of PlayStation that they're looking to cover.
Come on, PlayStation, do it.
Like, that is generally what I seem to be reading. Of course, do not quote me on that. I'm not an official industry insider.
You're not.
But the things that are the... No, well, I pretend to be.
I know.
It's just like you pretend to be Moby, Chris.
Some things work, some things don't.
Exactly. In my case, I normally fail most of the time. But in this case, I genuinely believe that it is all PS titles that they're looking to make backwards compatible.
That's going to be epic if that's true.
Now, let's be honest. If it were just PS4 or PS4 and PS3, like, that would be good. Can't really snark at it, can you?
It's not good enough, though. Because there's so many great games on the PlayStation and the PlayStation 2.
They would be playing a little bit of catch-up with Xbox. Like, Xbox is already making strides in that direction. You can get games from pretty much every single platform on that console now. So it would make sense to me that Sony go down that same direction, right?
Yep.
So things that didn't surprise me on this list, specifically SSD-based drive, like I said, is kind of expected now.
Yeah,
if they didn't go with an SSD, that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, man.
It needs to be SSD now, especially with load times being as crazy as they are.
Oh, will it also have a 4K Blu-ray drive? A 4K Blu-ray drive.
What I can tell you is that it's going to have a drive. I know they've confirmed that it'll have a drive.
It's going to have a disk drive.
Basically, what I'm saying is,
will I need to dig out my floppy disks? Or are we moving on from them?
Can you imagine loading something like The Last of Us 2 on floppy disks? You'd need a truck to deliver them.
You would.
That would be incorrect. The cover artwork on the side of the truck.
Can you please insert disk 3 of 19,423?
Comes with 3 midget to hand discs. That would be ace. I don't know where we went to with that, guys. Thanks for taking me down that kind of crazy little road there. Okay. So, yeah. Any dream features or anything? I don't know. That's such a horrible question to ask. I appreciate it's putting you on the spot. We're going into this next generation. Is there anything here that... Chris, you want a 4K Blu-ray drive? Is that it?
Yes, that's pretty much it. That's all I want from Sony's new console. Because I genuinely don't know what they can do to improve on this generation of console.
That's very true.
Has technology moved on that much since the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X?
Yes.
I know PC-based it has, but console-wise...
Well, they're working with AMD, so they are working with manufacturers in the PC space. It's based on not necessarily current-gen PC hardware, it's usually recent-gen PC hardware that console chips are based on, and then they make modifications for the specific console. That's about as much as I can tell you on this.
It'll be interesting to see what the ray tracing entails, because at the moment, PC say ray tracing is pretty much non-existent, even though they're highlighting it as the next big thing. There's actually nothing that really supports it, and the software to back it up isn't really there.
Yeah, it's a very good point, actually. They're touting all this ray tracing stuff. It would appear, especially based on the stuff I've watched too, that it's actually not, without a ridiculously expensive and up-to-date, and I mean to-the-minute rig, you're not going to get 4K 60-plus FPS with ray tracing included.
Well, I looked at cards that did ray tracing, you're talking £1,500-plus.
This is exactly what I mean. Unless you're willing to spend a ridiculous amount of money, which is not what console market's aimed at. And this is why I think that the PlayStation and the Xbox are so good when it comes to this, because the quality we're getting for the reduction in price compared to a PC of similar power, right?
Yep. Definitely.
I think it's awesome. So, of course, we're going to await some more information. We, as I've said from the quote from Jim Ryan, the console itself will be coming out at the end of 2020.
Yes.
Undoubtedly, we will have a conference of some kind. Didn't PlayStation do this with the PS4? They actually announced it some months before they had the let's show them the console reveal event.
Yeah, they did.
There's been some leaked pictures, actually. Have you seen that? Have you seen the pictures, what's supposedly the dev kit?
Oh yeah, the ugly U-shaped console.
Sony, do not make it look like that. Do not. Don't do it.
It looks like a neck rest.
Oh, it does. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
It does, yeah. Maybe that's where the haptic feedback comes into, boys.
It looks like something you take on an airplane for comfort's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Not something that's designed to churn out 8K graphics and ray tracing.
But I do hope that that's a very early prototype, because it looks horrific.
Let's, just very quickly on this though, let's have a look at what the dev kit for Microsoft's dev kit. I don't know if it was it for the One X or for the next gen console that we haven't seen yet. The dev kits for that look wildly different. They normally do look wildly different.
Yeah.
I agree with you though, based on those concept arts. And the images that I've seen.
Don't
do that, Sony. Like, just, yeah, make it square and not stupid. Don't do stupid things with it. There's no point. No point in trying to be clever. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Right. That's pretty much all the information we have on this. Of course, like I say, we'll get some more information in the next 12 months. And as soon as we get it, you'll be sure we will give you all the good details as they come through.
We will.
I don't think there's anything else here. Should we go on to Chris's Corner? I'm so tired. Where am I?
What an interesting segue onto my bit, that is.
How did I get here? My brain just went to mush. I was like, I don't know where speaking exists.
Okay, should I rescue you?
Yes, let's rescue me via the corner that belongs to Chris.
It's time for Chris's Corner.
Here we go. Talking about PlayStation 5.
Oh, more details?
There has been rumours of a new PlayStation VR headset.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't say that.
There's 12 months to go yet. Don't panic. It'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. I must admit, I was a bit of an overreaction. Carry on. Do you have any...
Just a little bit.
Any info about this at all?
Rumours are that it might be wireless.
Yeah. Yeah, go on, Sony, do that.
Which would be an incredible bit of tech if they can pull it off.
The thing is, they know it's a viable market now from PSVR.
Yeah, they do.
In fact, because of the price point and the fact that it goes with a wildly popular console, it's arguably the most, I can't say this definitively, it's got to be one of the most popular VR platforms out there. I know there's not many, but damn, in terms of accessibility...
affordability I think is the key for PSVR, and I think that's what makes it so accessible as well.
If they go wireless, that would be an incredible feat.
It would be amazing. I don't know how big the battery pack would have to be though to power it. Would I need a neck brace?
Yes, you could just get yourself a PS5, Chris.
There you go. Yeah, sorted. Problems solved.
Is it going to be like a 1980s mobile phone? A big battery pack.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. Sony have also come out and said the current PlayStation VR headset will work with the PS5, so you're all good.
Yes, I did read that actually. That's a very good point, which I'm glad about. I wonder whether it will do anything like graphically.
I would imagine.
Rumors also state, here we go. I'm going to read this word for word because I might make a mess of it if I don't. One final point is the ability for the headset to show a transparent view, made possible by the front-facing cameras, so you could see your surroundings through the screen.
Yeah, so this is... It's called pass-through mode, I think?
Yes.
I think the new HTC Vive headset has it. One of the new VR headsets from another competitor to PlayStation has this feature, and it seems to be very popular because it is a way to allow people to see without taking the headset off, which at the moment is one of the limitations of playing in VR.
It is, yeah. Once you're in there, that's it. You're going to struggle to escape.
Yeah, I've been of the strict opinion that the only time I can play VR is when I know I'm going to sit down for like 2 or 3 hours, just because of that fact. I know I'm not taking the headset off.
Yeah.
And having a transparent view, like a viewfinder, would be really cool, I think.
It would. So we'll see what comes of that.
Yeah. Be interested to see, whether it has any kind of impact on the graphics and stuff like that. Because it does, the PS4 and PS4 Pro do absolutely power the games that you see on the headset.
Yeah. Okay.
So, who knows?
Who knows? Moving on. Apple are now selling Xbox One controllers through their online store.
I saw this.
Yes, because it works with Apple TV.
Yes, it does now. Everything works with Apple Arcade now. You get PS4 controllers, your Xbox controllers.
Yep.
They all now work. Currently, they're only selling Xbox controllers, but there's a possibility that PlayStation controllers will turn up eventually.
Can you imagine a place where they sell both types of controllers in one store? But then I realised that there are many.
There are many, yes. Yes, you would have made yourself look a fool.
Yeah, that's really cool. It does make sense. Like, I think it's easier for Apple to partner with Microsoft for obvious reasons than it is with Sony. But yeah, you're probably right. They'll eventually make their way onto the store there.
I would think so.
Steve Jobs will be turning in his grave, boys.
He'd never have seen this coming.
He would be, actually, probably.
So yeah, that's cool. Moving on. Fortnite Chapter 2.
No.
Seems to be leaking. Shut up. This is a very important bit of news. Honestly, it's constantly chipping in. So, Fortnite Chapter 2. seems to have leaked onto the Italian App Store. So I think by the time this show goes out, yeah, the season will have ended and the new events will have unfolded.
Okay. Do we have any idea what the events include? Have they given us any idea? Not that I really want to know.
New map, new vehicles. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so it's pretty bog standard for a season, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. There's also rumours that it could finally leave early access, which I thought it had done a while ago. Clearly not.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
Fortnite's still in early access?
Apparently, yes.
No. No. I refuse. I refuse to believe that.
I will send you the link that says so, and you can put it in the show notes for people to read.
Like, I don't understand how a game in early access can be that successful. In fact, you could arguably say it's gone past its peak at this point.
Yes.
Could you not compare it to Epic's basket scenario? You know.
You could.
Kind of two in the same, you know?
Yeah.
That bit behind ourselves.
Apart from one isn't headed by Tim Sweeney. I suppose, actually, I don't know. I don't know how much control over Fortnite Tim Sweeney has, to be perfectly truthful with you. Nor do.
Well, he's a 60% shareholder of the company, mate, so there you go.
I know, and Tencent are the 40% shareholders, unfortunately.
Yeah. Actually, China. Totally unrelated, but there was a did you see his tweets he put out?
I saw some of them, yes.
He was basically going, not on my watch, not happening, I will not bend the knee. I was like, Tim, is that you? What? What did you just say?
What have you done with the real Tim?
What have you done with it? So a little bit of props to Tim there. You've gone up with my estimation, son. You've went to the number three on the respect list. Higher than Ricky.
If he upholds those laws, then yes, I would.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, certainly need to. Chris, so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Here endeth my corner.
Oh. Many a middle finger I have received, none quite as violent as that. Thank you so much. Amen. That's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Chris. I appreciate it as always. And such a fantastic corner. So informative and enlightening and stuffs.
Okay. I'm going to throw this one in here.
Ooh.
Destiny 2. Guess what its biggest platform is?
Steam.
Yep. So
it broke the servers, didn't it?
Oh, pretty much. I saw Steam players currently comprise 41% of the overall Destiny player base, and that's absolutely nuts. So PlayStation 4 comes in second with 34%, and Xbox trails with 25%.
Mm. It's still a quarter of the overall margin. That's at the lowest point, so everything else is clearly doing very well.
So if I look back at July when it came to Battle.net, it was only 22% players compared with 32% on Xbox One and 46% on PlayStation 4.
Wow. So there's a big shift from it going free to play in PC specifically, actually.
Oh, yeah, it seemed to have paid off big for them. So as of October the 8th, the count saw 2.38 million overall players playing Destiny 2.
Yeah, it's incredible, that really, that number. Send some of those our way, will you?
Well played, Bungie. Well played.
Certainly is. Well, Christ, I'm sure that number will only grow and they'll be reporting on new records over the weeks, Dave. I know you'll have our back when it comes to letting us know.
It gets better. On average, there's over 1 million players a day logging in.
Yeah, it's just statistics that boil my brain. It doesn't even bear thinking about when there's numbers that big. It's like, what would you even do if like those were your numbers in some way? Like,
I'd be running around the office going, we did it. Yes, come on.
Yes.
And it's also more highly played than Grand Theft Auto 5.
Hey.
Coming in at third.
Something's finally beat out that game.
Yeah, it'll be back.
Go, Bungie.
It will. Yes, I know. Yeah, just give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, don't you worry yourself.
GTA 5 goes free to play.
Yeah.
It could happen. Right, well, there you go. Chris's corner and very rare but occasional, seemingly, Dave's dugout. Dig out. Never say it right.
Whoop, whoop. Put stuff forward when I can.
You certainly do. And to the both of you. Hey, you guys bring some great stuff. Thanks so much. Shall we move on to the plug, guys, and start to wrap this BS up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go.
Plug life.
Okay, let's ramble off the usual bits before we do our one more thing.
Don't ruin it.
Don't acknowledge it, apart from just then when I did. I know, I'm sorry. I'll change my ways. Anyway, Twitter, best way to get in touch with us, guys and gals, and anything in between. You can find us at Funky Gamer Blog. Alternatively, you can get in touch with myself at Ricky James. Dave, go ahead, plug your Twitter handle.
At the Pugnutter.
And Chris.
At X underscore CW.
Wonderful. You can hit us up on there anytime you choose down at. We're happy to chat with your alternatively other social medias that you can seek us out on. Facebook. Facebook.com/FunkyGamer. Instagram. We are funky.gamer on Instagram. FunkyGamer UK on YouTube. You can follow the podcast and other bits on there. And of course, all major podcasting platforms. Wherever you seek us out, please help by liking, hearting, belling, following, subscribing, tell your friends, you know, cost you now, and it helps us out. Just thought of that then and it rhymes. So, Discord.
Hey, well done.
Hey, listen. Sometimes I just do things off my head and it's great, okay?
Sometimes it works.
That's just the way it is.
This was one of those times.
I'm going to encourage everybody to join Discord, as is Chris.
Yes, please do.
Please join Discord. We have some wonderful people in there. If you don't use it, totally cool. But hell, if you use the app and you've got room for another channel in your feed, then why not hop in and say, hey, there's an open invite in the show notes. Go clickety click, click, click and say hi. Live streams are in full swing as of the night of recording. Dave will be streaming tomorrow night on Sunday. Round of applause, please.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yay! So yeah, you can tune in. Yeah, at last. You can tune in with me and others to show your support as he loses his streaming cherry.
Wow.
Wonderful. I'm going to keep that in. it's going to be a good time. I think you settle on, it won't be spoilers by the time this goes out. What are you going to play, Dave?
Ghostbusters Remastered.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm actually looking forward to seeing you stream this. Is going to be good fun.
Have you played it?
I haven't, but I've seen some gameplay clips. So,
dude, it was awesome. I can't wait to get stuck back into it.
You can tell us about it and what are you playing next week. That's the thing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, man.
See, it all comes full circle. Anything else? I'm going to put it out to you before we say goodbye, chaps. Dave, you got anything else?
I have nothing. That was me really bad Italian accent. Sorry.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
That's fine. Chris, have you got anything?
I've got one more thing.
Oh my god, what's your one more thing, Chris?
We all remember the horrific Sonic the Hedgehog trailer from earlier in the year, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, the one that got boycotted.
It still haunts my dreams.
If you wanted to haunt your dreams even more, there is now a Halloween mask of said creature available to buy on Amazon.
How and why?
That's a great idea. Just Halloween.
Just because. I mean, why not? There you go.
That's amazing. Wasn't it supposed to be coming out around this time as well?
It was, yes. But obviously they pushed it back to February next year so they could sort it all out and make Sonic not look terrible.
No. And we've not seen anything else, have we? Nobody knows what the new Sonic looks like.
It's probably a good thing, let's be honest.
Yes, saving it just in case. They can't really go back and do it again, yeah. For God's sake. Oh, man. Dave, please, we can do a Halloween live special. We'll get you one of these masks. And I don't know. We'll just do something crazy, man. Like, I mean, shit crazy.
Okay, let's do that.
You know, because I'm just a crazy guy. A really tired and crazy guy.
I'm definitely done now.
Wonderful. Well, I'll throw it out one more time. Chaps, anything else?
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, that's it.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for being here with me, Dave. Nice one, buddy. I'll see you next week.
No, you are. You will, I.
And Christoph, hopefully myself and yourself will be a lot more rested by then. I'll see you next week as well.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Take care. And of course, to the listener, thank you so much for listening. We love you to absolute bits. My name is Ricky James. You're listening to the Funky Gamer Podcast. This is episode 36. And we will speak to you next week.